On the show today, we have SRM's very own Brad Downs talking about their latest 2018 vendor contract trend, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Brad Downs from SRM. What am I talking about? How are you, Brad?
Good to see you. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Sorry about that. Oh my gosh, where was my brain? Hey, we're talking about 2018 vendor contract trends here, and this kind of intrigued me when I first saw it come across my email. I went, wow, you know, this is something we don't talk about that often, but there are more and more vendors out there every day, it seems like, and something Creighton's got to deal with all the time. So before we go into the trends, I mean, how did you come up with these, and what's the kind of the, what was the impetus of this?
That's a great question. Our management team meets regularly, and part of our process as we get together and discuss what are the clients telling us, what are we seeing out there, and we started putting these things together and said, yep, this is where we're seeing at least trends. Hopefully we can publish this and help someone to see what we're seeing, and if it's a benefit, then great. And so that's kind of, it came from internal discussions as well as information from our clients as well.
Yeah,
so.
are you hearing more and more from like credit unions or financial institutions in general that, hey, you know, I don't want to say there's an onslaught of vendors or third-party vendors out there that are, but we just kind of want to have our ducks in a row. So especially with compliance and regulations, all that type of stuff. So is that kind of what you guys are hearing, or?
We're hearing quite a bit of that, and more so this year than ever before. It's just, it's hard to stay on top of what companies do what. And so it's almost like a matrix you have to have. They do this. How do you handle that? But it's certainly group of vendors that are there more now than ever been. So that's
indeed. You got that right. More and more. So why is this so important in today's financial services environment? Is it a compliance thing, or is it something else?
That's a great question. I think it's an opportunity. And so because of the number of competitors in certain categories, that presents opportunities. There's choices you have. There's different solutions that are there, which provides potential better member experiences with different products. So both the traditional providers that are out there and the new entrants, the fintechs, also have good products. So navigating that choice and then creating the right fit for you in terms of the best contract, there can be some opportunities there as well. So I think people need to look at this as, hey, this is a fragmented, but yet it's also a lot of good opportunities there to improve the credit union as well. So
no doubt. Yeah, especially with so many vendors out there now, more than ever, like you said. So there are quite a few trends that you guys listed here. So let's go over just a few of the top ones here, and then we'll point them back to your website so they can check out the rest of them. But one of the ones that kind of caught my attention was the digital revolution. Bottom line, these are bottom line boosters, the digital revolution. Can you enhance on this a little bit?
Sure. You know, as you know, there are hundreds of different, if not thousands, of fintech companies that are in the industry. However, just an example, and for instance, like mobile banking is an area where you have your traditional providers that have created some products to create better experiences for members. Then you have new entrants that are into the market. Had example from one client recently. He was saying just a few years ago he had three options, and then now he's got like 10.
Oh wow!
So it's a situation where you've got to figure out, all right, what's the best avenue for us to go? How do we navigate through that? And so these digital entrants into just categories like that alone are disrupting the industry, but they're also making the more traditional companies better as well. So it's opportunities, like I mentioned earlier, but it's also ways that you'll see more trends going in terms of different products throughout the financial industry. So
is it the shiny red ball syndrome that we should be very wary of chasing?
Yeah, be aware of shiny red balls and people bringing unsolicited money to you. It's
exactly.
Always something there, right?
So,
absolutely.
The other, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's just an example right there.
Gotcha. Okay. And now the other one, the one that really caught my eye was old dogs, new tricks. And this is talking about, it's kind of segueing into technologies and review. So old dogs, new tricks. I like this one.
Yeah. Well, that's basically a little similar, but it's also looking at, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of it, since the credit union industry began, there's been systems in place, and there's providers of systems, core systems, and then you have, you know, migrated to payment systems and card systems and card debit. And they've done a fantastic job of growing with the industry, but enters these smaller entrants of digital players as well. And so what's going to be interesting to watch is how the traditional companies modernize and continue to modernize and adapt their products and services to fit for the credit unions and what's in the best interest of their members. And so, you know, for instance, I'll give you an example. We have a client in Texas that spends almost $1 million a year in loan origination systems. They use their core, traditional core provider right now. They're looking at alternative loan origination system providers in the market that are not that not as old. I mean, they're basically firms that are just a few years old. So you see those as opportunities, but also areas where, you know, the older, more traditional core systems can make sure that they're staying on top of the market. It's going to be interesting to see how that transpires over the next couple of years. So another example, I think, that would say that those, the old and the new. So.
Gotcha. And this, and the next one, the branch is not dead, just different, because I just interviewed a gentleman from Community Choice Credit Union, and we talked about a brand new branch. They had their kind of the open design concept and stuff like, so this is like, this is top of mind for me right now. So can you expand on this one as well?
Absolutely. So we're seeing a lot of different things here. For instance, what's going in one trend is the ATMs affiliated with the branches. A lot of credit unions are now starting to outsource that back to the original manufacturing providers. So that's a business that some have chosen to get away from, let them handle the maintenance of those types of products or those types of functions for the members. However, as a replacement of that, we're seeing the interactive teller machines, and oftentimes those are produced by the same companies that are the ATM providers. So was speaking to a CEO kind of in your area in California recently, and he said his number one objective was providing, you know, innovative products to his members in his branches. And so investments into interactive teller machines are one of the main things that they're going to be looking to do. We have a client in Texas as well that just deployed 48 ITMs to their branches, and one in Ohio that's done about 14. So those are examples of the investments that are being made in terms of those branches. Then we have another client in North Carolina who has, they're expanding their branch footprint. And so they're actually seeing ways to grow their branch network, doing it from a lease model to where they can go in and use technology to get to the member and have the member utilize technology to grow in terms of their market share. So not all institutions are contracting their footprint. Some of them are still expanding their footprint, but the trend is changing. The types of branches are definitely changing, and that's where the investments are going to take place.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that one even more, because I mean, it's not because you're always going to have some sort of physical I guess entity, for lack of a better terminology, but it's just the evolution of it, and I think it's really exciting.
Absolutely.
So the other one, security fraud and other monsters, this is kind of in your roadblocks to progress section. I really like this one a lot.
Yeah. Just like the branches aren't going away, the monsters of fraud.
No doubt.
And so, you know, criminals are getting smarter every year. And so as part of what we're seeing is, as you might expect, particularly in payments, this area is really top of mind. And it's something that all of the providers that are going through an RFP process or negotiation process, this is probably one of the most critical things that are being reviewed by credit unions. But yet, it's a significant investment in terms of these areas. Yeah. And so I think this past year, we've done about 100 or so payment deals. Almost 50 of those were RFPs. Mm-hmm. And then within those RFPs, they all hit on fraud, you know, how to you know, make sure that you protect the transaction that takes place with the client. There's things that are, security, everything related to the card transaction and payment transactions are being covered as far as those RFPs. And so it's certainly a large dollar expense, but there's opportunities there if you know where to ask in terms of those security matters.
Yeah, so. It is definitely a monster, because every time I talk to a credit union leader, I usually ask them the question, what keeps you awake at night? I tell you 99.9% of the time, it's cybersecurity that comes
up. That's exactly right. And that's something that's not going away.
Exactly. It's getting even bigger. So what should financial institutions or credit unions in this case be most concerned about amongst these trends? Is there something that kind of percolates to the top? I mean, I think we just maybe alluded to it with the cybersecurity.
We did. I mean, I think that's obviously, you know, critical. It's the security and protecting the transaction for the member. And then I would also say, you know, the retention and acquisition of members is very important. And so making sure that you're on top of digital products and the payments, and as far as how to get loans and all the other services that you're providing your members. If you're not on the cutting edge of that, you don't want to lose to competition and the big banks. And so it's important that the digital areas of your business, you're partnering with the right companies. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can help institutions through viewing those contracts and making sure that they're getting the best possible contracts as it relates to those areas.
So. Indeed. I bet you guys are busy people right now, so that's a good thing.
Very busy. Very busy. Absolutely. It's definitely a fun time of year, but it's certainly busy at the end
Indeed.
Of the year.
Indeed. Well, I'll wrap up here, Brad. Where can folks review? Because we just kind of scratched the surface with these trends. Where can folks find out more?
Well, before I give you that, I did want to tell you one more thing.
Oh, sure.
Just something that came out today in terms of a revolution in the retail banking industry, which includes the credit unions. Mm-hmm. It's from MoneyLive, and they said the top two areas monies will be invested in the next 4 to 5 years are artificial intelligence analysis and blockchain. So as you think about digital and fintech and disruptors, that's where a lot of the money, they through their analysis have said this is where people are going to be investing their dollars over the next several years. So anyway, a new thing that was not in that article, but something that came out today.
Well, that's exciting as well.
As far as our article, srmcorp.com, so it's Strategic Resource Management, srmcorp.com, and we've got newsletters, we've got blogs, articles, anything you want to find out about content, but this article is on there, and there's a lot more trends that we didn't discuss that are on that as well.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, it's really good stuff. Really good stuff you guys put together, Brad. So thank you very much for taking time out of your busy, busy day to chat with us for a few minutes. I appreciate it, man.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Take care.
Indeed. Anytime.